You are a brilliant genius. You must not let the world convince you that you are not a brilliant genius. In fact, the definition of brilliance and genius is hinged upon you not letting anyone to take either from you. If you need a bit of help, Einstein wasn't smarter, and neither was Hawking. They loved being thought about that way, because it made them celebrities. But they were just like you, except that they did not let anything crush them. Einstein, by subtle analogy, used trains in his thought experiments. Hawking, by subtle analogy, used the clock and flow of time. And unlike you, both of them were limited by paper math. Today, you can use computers that will do the math for you. If you just simulate SETI with pixels to, for example, figure out what the Drake equation and Fermi paradox is actually saying, and perhaps visualize the twin paradox and an arc accelerating at a reasonable, although constant, rate, you will brush up against dozens of unsolved mysteries and confusions that you can then have your computer and your imagination solve. I was already trying to tell people about this in high school. Without any additional tools, you have mastered your native language. Stories, poems, sentences, words, letters, and punctuations. That's huge! It is not something that you are born with. This is something you have mastered very easily. You are such a powerful genius that you master it all without thinking about it all that much. But notice that you are surrounded by language, surrounded by closed captions, books, and various other texts. You are surrounded by people voicing words, people creating new sentences. That is exactly why you may need a simple programming language to study physics, if that is something that interests you. If you like physics, then build a pixel starship or pixel ark and spit it around singularities, distant planets, aim yourself at superluminal galaxies, and break all the limits. And by the way, don't worry about mathematical formulas. It's an old language that is meant for paper. Real mathematics is translated to a simple programming language. And programming languages are just tools. Like with tools, you only learn them when you have a use for them. A beat sequencer is a kind of a tiny example of a language. There's this loop that goes in circles, that triggers events. It is just a grid where columns light up every beat. And if there is something in a column that is lit, it plays. This is a visual programming language, and I invite you to explore a more complex visual programming language by looking at nodes in Blender. Blender can help you see how Unix pipes operate, and later you can install Termux on your phone and use Bash and node streams. Yeah, it takes a little bit of practice, but that doesn't mean anything, because when you're interested in something, practice is just fun. Learning only becomes a problem when we are forced to learn something that we are not interested in. Learning stuff we are not interested in is really strange, because life is really beautiful, and it's meant to be beautiful, and it's meant to be enjoyed and loved. We should learn the things that call to us, that interest us. Those things are the ones that are going to make us powerful and strong. And the stuff we cram, we just forget. It's only a waste of time. And learning programming is easy as long as you set tiny but meaningful goals. Rather than just saving a file, build a super tiny WikiWiki. You'll explore writing to files when save is pressed on the edit page. All computers have a silly private internet address called the local host with the IP of 127.0.0.1. When building an HTTP server, you have to give it a port, such as 8080. And by going to localhost at port 8080, you will see your server output. Often, hello world at first. But when a request is made to your server, it also includes the file path. So if someone requests main, you print the home page. You're going to have to read the file and print it on the screen. If someone goes to main/edit, you expose contents of that main file in a text area where they can mess with it and then press the save button, which will send them to main/save. A tiny little wiki is a magical teacher if you are interested in this kind of stuff. You can use Express.js for your HTTP experiments. It has plenty of snippets to copy, and there are many Express.js tutorial videos to watch. Please, please don't let anybody trick you into thinking that you are not a brilliant genius. Teachers are doing that because they want to hide that they don't know how to teach. They hide behind brainless tests and stupid finals they rush and behind the ever-changing flow of students. You must learn on your own. You must accept the responsibility for your own education. It is a beautiful adventure. There's a million directions to pick from. And you can pause curiosities you conquered for years. You don't have to finish learning something that isn't interesting to you. And when you are learning on your own, when you are exploring, you are always learning at your own pace, at the best pace there is. And you can change whatever it is that you are curious about anytime you want. You are your own best teacher. School is like the poorest version of a teacher. It's awful. Do you understand? You are a brilliant genius. You've been a brilliant genius all along.